Student veterans currently can't get state education funds if they've already tapped the federal government's post-9/11 GI Bill. Representative Steve Hildenberg of Dodgeville says if his bill becomes law, those veterans would get enough money to pay for up to 128 credits or 8 semesters in addition to federal aid. He says the idea is to keep young vets in Wisconsin by helping them get advanced degrees from the UW system and technical colleges.
These are people that are ready to establish a new career, and hopefully we can give them the tools to get a degree and learn skills and then get jobs and have families.
Chris Jordan is a veterans representative in Walworth County. She says the bill may be a long shot in the Senate since the legislative session ends this week, but with veterans back from Iraq and Afghanistan suffering from high unemployment, Jordan says the bill is as important as ever.
At this point, because the post-9/11 is new legislation, many of these veterans don't really understand yet what is going to happen down the road, in that they really have lost eligibility for future education benefits, and we don't want this youngest generation of veterans not to have that available to them.
Jordan says the state's County Veterans Association has been calling state senators to urge them to quickly pass the measure. There's no word on how much it would cost taxpayers each year, but an estimate of an earlier version that offered 64 credits came in around $3.6 million. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.